我今天我们很高兴有John Torrison 牧师在我们当中。
We're very happy to have Reverend John Torrison among us.
所以我把时间交在他的手中交给他，然后由这个莉莉姐妹来做翻译。
We are going to give the following time to Pastor, and Lily's going to translate.
Well, thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come and share God's word with you.
感谢牧师让我能够来分享神的话语。
This is a time of celebrating Christ's birth.
这是一个celebrate耶稣诞生的日子。
So, Merry Christmas.
圣诞节快乐。
And it's always exciting to, when you hear about babies that are going to be born at this, in this time of period, it's just nice. So.
能够在圣诞节这段期间听到有母亲怀孕真的是一件很开心的事情。
I had noticed on your website some of the sermons that Pastor Lou had been sharing with you.
我在你们网站上面有听到一些 Pastor Lou 所分享的他的讲道。
And your memory verse for the month fits very well with what I want to share with you this morning.
这个月所要讲到的经文跟今天的主题非常的符合。
Let me say just a brief word about who I am and what I do.
让我很简单的分享我是谁，我做些什么。
I have been a pastor for about 35 years.
我做牧师已经35年。
The last 5 years, I have been the director for Central Baptist Association here in Central New Mexico.
在过去的五年，我做 Central New Mexico Baptist Association, the director.
Mm-hmm. And we have about 76 churches in an area of about 10,000 square miles I work with.
在一万平方英尺的地上大概有76家教会。
So it's a large area, and I get to visit or be with many different types of churches.
这是一个比较大的协会我有机会跟许多家教会合作。
And I am a member of a church that I was, God allowed me to start, back in the late 90s.
我现在参加一家教会而这家教会在1980几年是由我所创立的。
So that's just kind of what I do, work with churches and, get to share God's word and, reach out, help churches reach out in our community.
这就是我所做的，我与教会一同工作，创立教会和其他的工作一起宣传福音。
The title of the message this morning is The Ultimate Goal of Discipleship.
今天的讲道题目是门徒训练的最高目标。
We focus a lot on reaching people for Jesus Christ.
我们大部分的重点我们花很多的时间在去传福音。
But along with that is discipling people in Jesus Christ.
但是传福音的同时我们也需要去做门徒训练。
And the ultimate goal of discipleship, according to our passage, is to be able to present them complete or mature in Christ.
门徒训练的最终目标是将人完全的带到神的面前。
God has given us the gift of His Son Jesus, which is what we celebrate today, or this month.
神将他的儿子赐给我们，这也是我们这个月所庆祝的原因。
And we become stewards of those people that God brings into His family. We take responsibility to grow them in Christ.
神将那些人交托在我们的手中，我们有责任帮助他们成长。
And from our passage, we learn that we want to be able to present them back to the Lord as very mature believers.
我们要将他们完全地带到神的面前。
So our passage is in Colossians 1:28-29.
我们的经文是哥罗西书1章28到29节。
The passage reads, "We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect or complete in Christ. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me."
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全引到神的面前。
As we look at this passage, we realize what the focus of what Paul was trying to do in serving Christ.
我们读这段经文的时候，就看得出保罗当他传福音的重点在哪里。
Now, in the verses right before this, in verses 24 through 27, is kind of a background for the passage we just read.
哥罗西书1章24到27节，是我们刚才读这段经文的上下文。Let
me read that passage for you.
让我来为你们读这段经文。Now
I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regards to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for the ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺钱。我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道传得完备。这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Have you ever wondered how much people went through in praying for you to come to Christ?
有没有想过为你信耶稣有多少人献上了自己的祷告？
How much, in some cases, maybe suffering people went through in order for you to be able to hear God's word?
多少人遭受患难，为得我们手中能够听，为得我们能听到福音。
God has worked through many people over many years to help us continue to have the Word of God and to hear it preached and taught.
Sorry, can I say that again?
God's worked through people over many years.
Yeah. 神用过在 通过多少年，用了很多很多的人，使得我们今天仍然能够来听神的话，来听神的仆人讲他的道。The
Apostle Paul put great effort into proclaiming God's word.
圣徒保罗花了很多的心血来传讲神的道。In
fact, he said that he rejoiced in the sufferings on their behalf.
他在劳苦的同时，甚觉得欢乐。
And that he continued to suffer for Christ so that God's word would be proclaimed.
他继续为基督受苦，使得福音能够传扬出去。And
he was committed to present the fullness of God's word to them.
他立志要将神的话完完全全地展现在人的面前。Which
revolved around the mystery that had been hidden for ages.
这道理就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘。And
the mystery was that Christ would live in us.
这个奥秘就是神在我们生命, 神活在我们生命里面。
And that was totally a new understanding for them.
这是一个全新的一个概念。
Most Christians understand about coming to Christ and how that happened in their life.
大部分基督徒知道如何信耶稣。
They understand that Jesus died for their sin on the cross and rose from the grave.
他们明白神为他们的罪而死，后来复活了。
But what many don't understand is that Christ lives in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
但是所不明白的是，神他就活在我们的心里面。
And we grow in Christ as we allow Him to live in us and work through us.
当我们让耶稣活在我们里面时候，我们就继续的在成长。
That is the gift that God gave us, and we celebrate at Christmas time.
这就是神给我们的礼物，也是我们这个月所。
Jesus told us to go and make disciples.
耶稣让我们去使万民做门徒。
Of all nations.
去各个国家。
And making disciples is helping people grow in Christ.
去使万民做门徒，包括帮助他们在灵里面成长。
And so I want to share three things with you this morning.
我想分享三个重点。
I first want to share about our main responsibility.
我首先想分享我们主要的责任。
Now certainly we come together to worship and to pray and to fellowship.
我们聚集在一起祷告，崇拜。
All those things are part of who we are in Christ. They should be something that are natural for us to do.
这是一件很自然的事情，也是作为基督的门徒，这是一件很自然的事情。
But along with that is the responsibility of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但这些事情的终极目标是传福音。
This is what the shepherds did after they saw Mary and the baby Jesus.
这就是那些牧羊人见到小耶稣和玛丽之后做的第一件事情。
The scripture says that after they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
路加福音说，既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了，凡听见的就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。
That really should be a natural part of who we are in Christ.
这应当是我们自然而然做的一件事情。
We receive Christ by faith, and the Holy Spirit comes in and indwells us.
我们相信耶稣，圣灵就住在我们的身上。
We receive forgiveness of sin and the assurance of everlasting life.
我们接受神的恩赐就是我们的罪被原谅，也得到了永生的保证。
And that is what we would want to go share with other people. We would want to tell them about that.
这些我们都希望能够与他人分享。
That is what the gospel is. It's good news.
福音说的就是这个好消息。
That good news is that God loves us and wants a relationship with us.
这个福音就是神爱我们，希望与我们有个人关系。
Our sin had separated us from God.
我们的罪使我们与他隔离。
But Jesus died on the cross for our sin, paying the price that was required.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上，为我们的罪做出了代偿。
He rose from the grave.
他从死里复活
and overcame sin and death on our behalf.
为我们战胜了罪和死亡。
And the gospel is that if we will believe in him, put our faith in him,
福音就是说，当我们接受耶稣，信靠耶稣。
Turning from our sin, that's what repentance is, just turning away from our sin and turning to Christ.
从我们的罪中转回而转向耶稣。
And asking him to forgive us that he will.
向他求赦免，他就会愿意这样去做。
And through that, we are forgiven.
通过这样，我们就得到了原谅。
Now, the scripture says here that Paul said, we proclaim him.
经文说我们传扬他。
Him is Jesus Christ.
这里的他指的就是耶稣基督。
It's nice to talk about our church and our ministries and things that we do.
我们讲我们的教会，我们的事工，这些都是好的。
But we're to proclaim Jesus Christ, not ourselves.
但是我们需要传扬的是耶稣基督，而不是我们自己。
And that word literally means to make known or to announce.
那个词意思就是让人知道，去宣传或表达。
And it means to announce with intention.
这个表达是带有目标的。
In other words, the idea there is to announce so that people can respond to the announcement.
这个意思就是说我们去传达，使得他们能够 有所回应。
That's what we're to do as far as proclaiming.
这是我们去传扬所要做的事情。
The gift that God has given us, we then share with others.
神所赐给我们的就是我们所要与他人分享的。
And that is how we share the gospel.
这是我们当如何去传扬。
Now in the passage, it tells us a few other things.
这段经文也告诉我们其他几件事情。
He says that he does this by admonishing.
他说他做这件事情通过劝诫。
And that word means to put into mind or to warn gently.
劝诫的意思就是温柔的警告或让人记住这件事情。
The idea is to let people know what happens if they don't receive Christ and what happens if they do.
就要让他们知道他们接受耶稣会是个什么样子，不接受耶稣会是个什么样子。
If a person does not recognize their sinners, they'll never recognize a need for a savior.
如果他们没有意识到自己是个罪人，他们就没有办法觉得自己需要耶稣。
So we proclaim him, putting into their mind the truth of God's word.
我们传扬耶稣，让人记住神的所说的真理。
Paul also said that he does this by teaching.
保罗也说他通过教导来做这件事情。
And that means an ongoing instruction.
这里的意思是一个持续的、有系统性的教导。
And we teach so that they can not just understand more about God.
我们教导不单单是他们理解的更多。
But that they can learn to walk with Him.
更多的是他们能够与耶稣同行。
That is how we grow and mature as believers in Christ.
这也是我们如何在神里面成长的一个过程。
Part of that is helping someone understand how God has gifted them.
其中一部分就是帮助他们明白神给他们什么样的恩赐。
Every one of us who have received Christ have spiritual gifts.
我们每个人接受耶稣的都会有属灵恩赐。
And those gifts are not to stay hidden.
那些恩赐不应当被隐藏。
They're to be used for God's glory.
他们应当利用这些恩赐来荣耀神。
So learning and understanding what those spiritual gifts are help us to serve the Lord.
发现并且运用这些恩赐能够帮助我们服侍神。
And then Paul said he does this with all wisdom.
接下来保罗说他做这些事情是用诸般的智慧。
And that's not man's wisdom.
这不是人的智慧。
That's the wisdom that comes from God.
这智慧是来自于神的。
Jesus warned us about those who would come to steal away the truth.
耶稣警告过我们那一些要来使将这智慧从我们心里面拿走的那些事情。
He said in Matthew 10:16,
他在马太福音10章16节说,
I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves.
我差你们去如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
Part of our responsibility in growing new believers is to prepare them how to live in the world.
我们门徒训练的一部分内容就是帮助他们如何来面对这个世界。
And that is accomplished through proclaiming the word and teaching the word of God with all wisdom.
我们需要通过传福音和教导他们神的话来完成这个目标。
And that means we have to invest ourselves in the lives of others.
这意味着我们要花时间在他人身上。
The second point is this.
第二个内容就是,
Our main goal is to present them back to the Father.
我们的目标是要将他们带到上帝的面前。
It's as if God gave us responsibility for someone.
如果神将某个人带到我们的生命当中,
we are to help them mature in Christ.
我们应当帮助他们在神里面成长。
So that we can return them back to the Father as mature as possible.
这样我们可以将他们完全的带到神的面前。
Reaching people for Jesus is only part of what we're called to do.
去向他人分享福音只是我们工作当中的一部分。
And it's really the most important thing we're to do.
其实这也是我们所做当中最重要的一部分。
But along with that is to help believers mature in Christ.
但与此同时我们也需要帮助信徒成熟起来,成长起来。
Now I'm going to throw something we didn't have in the notes. I asked some high school kids in a youth group, I asked them a question.
我问一些高中生团体一些问题。
I said, how long do you want to stay in the grade you're in right now?
Grade what?
In the grade, in the school grade.
Oh, 你想在你现在这个年级待多久?
I said, do you want to stay in like the ninth grade for 5 years or six?
你想留在九年级5年或6年时间吗?
And you know, none of them wanted to do that.
没有一个人愿意这样去做。
The expectation is that they will grow in knowledge and complete their education.
我们期待的是他们能够继续往前走。
So if I were to ask believers, how long do you want to stay spiritually where you're at today?
如果我问信徒们,你们想在你们现在的属灵状况待多久?
You shouldn't say, well, I'm happy where I'm at.
你不应当说我就以现在为满足的状态。
You should want to continue to grow in Christ and mature.
应当想要继续的在神里面成长。
We are responsible to help others mature to become spiritual leaders.
我们有责任帮助他人在神里面成长成为属灵的领导者。
You should want to grow more mature so you can help serve in God's kingdom.
也需要有那样的心智。 去想要变得更加成熟，能够来服侍神。
We not only are to disciple others.
我们不仅仅是去对他人进行门徒训练。
But we should continue to be discipled ourselves.
我们自己也要不停地成长。
Our spiritual education doesn't end until we go be with the Lord.
我们属灵的成长不会停止，直到我们见主面的那一日。
When we come before the Lord,
当我们来到神的面前,
our heart should be, Father, I have grown as much as I can possibly grow.
主啊,我尽我所能的一直成长到现在。
I have served you to the best of my ability.
我也尽我所能的来服侍你。
And we should want to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant.
我们希望听到神说, 啊, 是一个, 你是一个, 乖孩子, 忠心的仆人。
We get to be a part of God working in other people's, other believers' lives. We get to be a part of,
我们也可以在他人的生命当中, 起到一个作用。
That should excite us.
这应该让我们感觉到非常的兴奋。
I love seeing someone that God let me lead to Christ.
我非常开心听到 神帮助我来信靠耶稣。
Watching God work in their life and seeing them mature.
看见神在他们生命当中所做的一切。
Seeing how God leads them into service or preaching or teaching.
看见神怎么样引导他们成为 传道者或者讲道者或做其他的一些服事。
That brings great joy into my heart.
这让我非常非常的开心。
That's how we want to see other believers and those who need to be taught.
这也是我们想看到在其他信徒身上发生的事情。
And that happens through Bible study and fellowship and ministry opportunities.
做那些事情, 我们可以通过圣经学习、祷告、服事。
We get to encourage them and strengthen them and lead them to spiritual adulthood.
我们可以, 鼓励他们, 监顾他们, 帮助他们在灵里面长大成人。
And we are to challenge them to continue to grow in the power of Christ.
我们可以挑战他们, 让他们在灵里面继续的成长。
And we must take that responsibility very seriously.
我们必须将这个责任, 非常严肃地对待, 认真地对待。
It is really a matter of the heart and of the and a passion of the soul.
这只不过是我们, 只不过是我们的心和我们的热情所决定的。
And usually we don't invest ourselves in someone else's life.
通常我们不愿意将自己的生命, 将自己的时间花在他人的身上。
Because it takes time and energy.
因为这需要花时间花精力。
We can't grow disciples over the internet.
我们不能通过互联网来进行 门徒训练。
We can share knowledge.
我们可以分享知识。
But knowing how to walk in Christ means walking together.
Sorry, can I say that again?
Walking with Christ means walking together.
与神同行, 意味着与他们一起同行。
I have a friend who's a member of a large church.
我有一个朋友在一个很大的教会里面。
And he led a couple's Bible study on Sunday morning.
他主导着, 他带领着一些主日学。
There are 35 or 40 people in that class.
那个班里面有35到40个人。
And he shared with me a real problem that he has with that class.
他跟我说过那个班里面所存在的一些严重的问题。
They come every Sunday.
他们每周日都来。
But when he would ask someone to participate or pray,
当他, 请求他人能够来参与或者祷告,
no one would step up and do it.
没有一个人愿意主动来做这件事情。
They've been in Sunday school for years.
他们去那个主日学已经很多年。
And they've heard the Bible studies over and over again.
他们进行圣经学习也是多次的进行圣经学习。
But they had never grown into maturity.
但他们, 还没有达到成熟的那个阶段。
That's not making disciples.
这不是, 这不是培养门徒的一个好方式。
We are to grow people into mature Christians.
我们需要帮助门徒在灵里面成熟。
In the power of God's Spirit,
通过神圣灵的大能。
So that they can not only proclaim God's word, but they can teach others.
他们不单单能够与他人分享福音，也能够去教导他人。
Which takes me to my third point.
这也因啊，跟我们第三个点相关。
Our main focus is to labor toward that end.
我们的重点是要为这个目标劳苦。
In verse 29, Paul said, "To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me."
保罗在二十九节说，我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面所运行的大能尽心竭力。
And that word labor means to grow weary or to become tired or exhausted.
Labor 这个词在希腊原文里面是变得精疲力竭的意思。
Paul put everything he could into proclaiming the gospel and making disciples.
保罗竭尽他所能去传扬福音，去做去培养门徒。
He wanted those that he encountered to be able to stand before the Lord as mature believers.
他想要将这些门徒完全的带到神的面前。
He put lots of energy into doing that.
他花了很多的精力在这里面。
He also says that he struggled with that, and that word means to agonize.
他也说 struggling 这个词，这个词在希腊文里面有 agony 这个词意思是痛苦。
He invested himself in them with all of his energy.
他运用他所有的精力来做这件事情。
And we might think, well, that's what he was called to do.
我们或许会想啊，好吧，这是保罗他受神呼召所做的职分。
But remember, Paul was a tent maker as well.
但记住，保罗他也是一个帐篷制造者。
And it's not as if God is telling everyone only do this in your life.
神不是让我们单单要做某一件事情。
But God expects us to invest ourselves in the lives of others.So that they can grow, and sometimes we have to make sacrifices.
神希望我们将自己的生命和时间花在他人的身上。
And if our goal is to do that for the Lord, He will give us all the energy we need.
如果我目标是要来做这件事情，神会给我们所需要的一切的能力和精力。
And Paul says that as well, that the energy is not his own, but it's Christ's energy in him.
保罗也说那精力不是来自于他自己，而是来自于神。
And that works powerfully in him.
这个能力是来自于神，能力是大有能力的。
The living Christ indwelling us as believers works with great power.
住在我们里面的基督是运行着大能的。
And he provides us the energy to accomplish the work that he called us to do.
神他供给我们所一切所需要的能力去传福音。
There's no hidden formula that helps us to accomplish that.
去完成这些没有什么秘密的方法。
It is being totally submissive and dependent upon the Lord.
而是通过完全依靠并且顺服耶稣基督。
When we begin to see what God wants to do in the lives of those around us,
当我们开始看到神在我们周围人生命当中的作为，
and we surrender ourselves to be a part of what God wants to do,
我们献上自己去做神让我们去做的事情。
And surrendering means that we allow God to dictate our life.
顺服的意思是让神来告诉我们去做事情。
To prioritize our life with His priorities.
将他所让神所优先的事情成为我们生命当中所优先做的事情。
To allow Him to connect us with those who need help and teaching.
允许神将我们与那一些需要帮助、需要教导的人联系在一起。
God will give you everything you need to accomplish that.
神会给我们一切所需要的去完成这些事情。
Our challenge is getting to that point of seeing that responsibility.
我们的挑战是第一是要看到我们的责任。
And then surrendering ourselves to what God wants to do through us in the life of others.
第二是献上自己顺服神去做神呼召我们做的事情。
And that's why we have the body of Christ.
这是为什么我们有一个基督的肢体。
Because you all have different spiritual gifts.
因为你们有不同的恩赐。
And God's expectation is that you'll take the gift He's entrusted to you and invest it in His kingdom work.
神的期待是运用你所有的恩赐来将它用在神的国事工上面。
And His kingdom work is proclaiming the gospel.
服侍神的国就是去传福音。
And making disciples.
培养门徒。
So that we might present them mature in Christ.
这样能将他们完全的带到神的面前。
The generations that are following us.
我们的下一代。
Are dependent upon our taking that responsibility serious.
取决于我们现在是否将这个责任非常认真的去对待。
Our children and our grandchildren.
我们的儿女和儿女的下一代。
Are going to live in a world that's completely different than what we have today.
会活在一个与现在完全不同的世界里面。
And if we don't invest in them spiritually and grow them into maturity,
如果我们不在他们属灵方面花功夫,
they're going to have a very difficult time living in that world as a Christ follower.
他们将在接下来那个时代里面有非常多的困难。
So it's not about me and my life today.
这不是和不是说这跟我们现在的生命和现在的生活。
Though I need to continue to grow in Christ, though I need to continue to grow in Christ as well,
我们也需要在神里面成长。
I have a responsibility for those who are following me.
我们也需要对那一些在我们后来人负责任。
So our responsibility is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们责任是传扬
关于耶稣基督的福音。Our goal is to be able to present them to Jesus as fully mature believers.
我们的目标是让他们在耶稣基督面前成为一个成熟的基督徒。
And our focus is to put everything we can into accomplishing that.
我们的重点就是要将所有的事情都放在所有的精力都放在这件事情上面。
So let me ask you a couple of questions.
让我问你们几个问题。
The first one is really the most important.
第一个是一个最重要的一个问题。
Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
你有没有接受耶稣基督成为个人的救主？
Anytime we gather, there is always the possibility somebody is not a believer.
当我们每次聚集的时候，很有可能某个人就还没有接受耶稣基督成为救主。
And we're not talking about religious things. We're talking about having a relationship with Christ.
我们不是说这是什么宗教仪式，而是讲的人与神的个人关系。
There are hundreds of religions in the world.
这个世界有几百种各种各样的宗教。
But there's only one faith that has a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
只有一种宗教使得我们能够与神有个人关系。
God loves you and He sent His Son Jesus to this earth.
神爱你们并且差他的独生子来到这个世界。
And He came to pay a price that we could never pay.
他为我们献上了我们所不能付的代价。
Our sin separates us from God.
我们的罪使我们与神隔离。
And there is nothing we can do to bridge that gap between us and God.
我们没有办法能够与神联能够与神和好。
In fact, if we took all of the good works or good deeds,
事实上我们尽我们所能去做各种良善的行为。
From the beginning of the world till the end of the world,
从创世以来到世界的末了,
it wouldn't move us any closer to God.
这些所有善善加起来都不能帮助我们与神更加的靠近。
That's why Jesus came to bring us back to the Father.
就是为什么耶稣来要将我们带到神的面前。
Because he paid on the cross for our sin.
因为他在十字架上已经 为我们的罪付出了代价。
And he overcame that sin through his death and resurrection.
他通过他的死和他的复活战胜了那个罪。
And if we believe in him and trust ourselves to him,
如果我们相信他并且 信靠他,
and ask him to forgive us of our sin, he will do that.
并且 求他原谅, 他会这样做。
He will forgive our sin and give us everlasting life.
他会原谅我们并且给我们永生的保证。
That's the message of the cross.
这是十字架的道理。
The second thing that we need to ask ourselves as a Christ follower is, are you maturing in Christ?
第二个问题我们需要问自己的就是你是在基督里面成熟的基督徒吗?
Are you growing in your knowledge and experience of walking with Jesus?
有没有在你的 经验上面和知识上面都成长起来?
Are you serving God by serving others?
有没有服侍他人来服侍神?
As we grow in Christ, we are to help others grow in Christ. As we grow in Christ,
当我们在基督里面成长的时候,
we help others grow in Christ.
我们也帮助他人成长。
That's God's expectation for his children.
这是神期待他的儿女所做的事情。
You would not look at your child or your grandchild without any expectations.
你不会看，当你看着你的儿女或儿孙的时候，对他们没有任何的期待。
In fact, you hope they grow out of those terrible twos.
事实上，你们会希望他们至少能够换牙。
You want them to mature and become a strong young men and women.
你希望他们能够成长成为强壮的男人或女人。
You want them to be successful in life and be good citizens.
你希望他们能够成功并且成为好的市民。
Why should that be any different for those that we see in Christ?
我们见到基督徒的时候为什么不这样想呢?
We should desire for them to grow and mature and become successful in serving God.
我们应当期待这些门徒能够成熟起来服侍神。
But that won't happen if we don't invest in them.
这些事情不会发生如果我们不花时间在这里面。
And grow them. The last thing I just want to ask is what keeps you from maturing in Christ or serving Christ?
什么阻挡了你在灵里面成熟和服侍神?
We have a lot of things going on in our lives.
我们都非常的忙。
And many of those things are very important.
很多事情都非常的重要。
But there's really not anything more important than our relationship with Christ.
但是没有比我们与神的个人关系更重要。
Our surrendering to Him and our serving Him.
我们顺服他，服侍他。
And investing everything we can in the lives of others so they can grow in Him.
尽我们所能去帮助他们，帮助门徒在灵里面成长。
The ultimate goal of discipleship
门徒训练的最高目标
is to be able to present ourselves and others as mature believers in Christ.
使我们自己和其他的门徒都能够成熟地来到神的面前。
Just imagine how that would impact the world around us if we all were doing that.
试想一下，当我们所有人都这样做的时候，会给周围的世界带来怎样的影响？
Let me pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, you have given us the greatest gift we could ever have.
是啊，你给了我们一个最好的礼物。
You gave us your Son Jesus, who paid for our sin. You have called us into your kingdom to be your children. You have gifted us with tremendous gifts to serve you. You have brought us together as a body of believers so we can impact our community. Lord, we want to proclaim your word. We want to raise up mature believers in Christ. And we understand that we need all of your power and energy to do that. So help us by strengthening us and encouraging us.
帮助我们, 坚固我们,
challenging us.
挑战我们,
and Father, where we need to be convicted, convict us of our sin.
在我们需要认罪的地方,
so that we can be all we need to be in Christ.
叫我们能够, 成为一个真正的属灵的基督徒。
For your honor and for your glory alone.
这些都是为了你的荣耀和, 你的尊贵。
For I pray it in Jesus' name.
我们, 献上祷告。 Amen.
Amen.